This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is January 5th. The year is 2021. I'm Alex Jones, and I am sitting right above Freedom Square here in Washington, D.C. This is an epic historical moment. We'll be live here for the next 4 hours with continuing coverage after that with the War Room and more, and all the speeches tonight and tomorrow. But first, a key report.
A lot of people are wondering what your inauguration is going to look like, considering...
So am I.
But suddenly, he's canceled the inauguration. They're tearing down the stage. They're tearing down the review stands. Big things are afoot. He's not getting his briefings. And suddenly, there's all these senators, all these House members about to challenge the fraudulent five states that violated the law on the face of it and didn't have the legislature pass a law to accept the fraudulent ballots.
We went into this election with the country deeply divided, deeply polarized, and we've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. And so this past week, I spent writing out a position and assembling a group that ultimately of 11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of frauds. I think we can do that. We can do it promptly. We can do it in 10 days before the inauguration, but I think we have an obligation to the voters and we have an obligation to the Constitution to ensure that this election was lawful.
It is an open attack on black voters in Georgia, and it's a disgrace, and it's an echo of the legacy of Jim Crow. But let's also think about the future that we have the possibility of delivering for this country when we win. We've just had 4 years of scandal, outrage, hatred, racism, fear-mongering, deep division. We've just had a year of outrageous incompetence.
This is the last opportunity we will have to protect everything that we've accomplished in the last 4 years. The second thing is the last line of defense. To stop the Democrats from perpetrating this radical socialist agenda. It's as simple as that.
CNN's report that two Republican congressmen believe at least 140 of their colleagues will rise next Wednesday against certifying Joe Biden's landslide in the Electoral College is ominous news for this nation. Make no mistake about these 140 Republican representatives. They are scum.
The chair now hands to the tellers the certificate of the electors for president and Vice President of the State of Florida.
Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by a number of members of the House of Representatives, but not by a member of the Senate.
Mr. President, I stand for the purpose of objecting to the counting of the vote from the State of Florida as read.
Mr. President, I rise on behalf of the Congressional Black Caucus to object to the 25 electoral votes from Florida.
Mr. President, thank you for your inquiry. It is in writing. It is signed by myself on behalf of my diverse constituents and the millions of Americans who have been disenfranchised by Florida's inaccurate vote count.
Is the objection signed by a senator?
Well, Mr. President, I am objecting to the idea that votes in Florida were not counted.
The reaction to your tweet, the reaction to your choice to object to the certification of Joe Biden has been strong. Here is one of your colleagues, Senator Chris Murphy, who said you were attempting to overthrow democracy. He tweeted this the following. Let's be clear. Those contesting the Electoral College are trying to overthrow democracy. They want to turn America into a state akin to Russia or China, where elections are for show and one-party rules. They won't succeed this time, but they will wound democracy very severely. What is your reaction to that, Senator?
Well, first of all, I don't recall hearing the Democrats make any such outrageous claims when they were the ones who were objecting during the Electoral College certification in 2004 and 2016. Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up?
And this truly is the week that will change the world, what's coming up on the 6th. On its face, the law was violated. The Constitution was violated. You ask why the Supreme Court has stabbed Trump in the back? Because they're part of the neocon, rhino, warmongering group that works for the Democrats. The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future, and we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Bandoff Video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Words cannot describe the incredible moment we are at in history as powerful forces collide. The forces of anti-human, purely satanic world government and its economic constellation of Fortune 100 companies, Communist China, EU, Orthodox Islam, and the satanic pedophile Hollywood trash. All waging systematic culture war to undermine and sabotage our republic and to bankrupt what's left of our laissez-faire free market capitalist system that has now been caught in the jaws of this crony capitalist fascist system on the top, using communism and socialism as the domesticating force on the bottom. The pincer attack, or the pressure from above and pressure from below, vice grip. I'm here in D.C. It is already Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021. Tonight at Freedom Plaza, kicking off at about 1 p.m., you're going to see a lot of amazing and important speeches from so many great Americans, like General Flynn, and of course, yours truly is going to be there, Roger Stone, and so many others. But what really matters is the hundreds of thousands of people already pouring in to the D.C. streets and what's unfolding there, and the millions that are estimated to be pouring in right now, according to Secret Service sources. No flights left into D.C. from anywhere in the country. No flights. Not even a seat. Very hard to find. Hotels are all completely booked up. The globalists put out a psyop through the mayor that she'll have the National Guard out for us, and that there'll be no porta potties, and that we're not welcome, that we're violent. They did trick some hotels into closing, not many. They did trick a lot of restaurants into completely closing. I was just trying to order lunch for about 30 minutes, going down the line, all more than 10 places until we found one that was even open. So you've got this city that sucks in all the money of the American people. It's the richest city in the United States. But it's got one of the poorest populations at the same time. And it doesn't want to give succor or aid and comfort to its own people when we come here to exercise our First Amendment. And the girlfriend of Donna Brazile sits over this undemocratic city, this giant bloated parasite that is hanging onto the neck of the American people. And then when we dare come to the parasite's nest, of course, it then withdraws all of the opulence that it always provides for itself. Clearly, just a classic manifestation of this archetypal parasite. We are in a national emergency. We are in a global emergency. We are in a UN-directed civilization, planetary kill switch that teaches you to lower expectations, teaches you to be poor, teaches you to not have medicine, to not have access to courts, to not have access to justice, to not have access to travel, to not have access to good, decent food. They're training you to not have electricity on a routine basis. This has all been done before. They're all training you to not have clean water anymore. They're all training you to take all of your money in taxes, launder it into global corporations, and then give you nothing but bills back. But now they've gotten to the point of extracting all the wealth so the governments aren't even needed anymore. Those are to be imploded. Then political police that serve the globalists are only there to serve the establishment, not the people. This is the road to hell we are on, where logic is a menace and truth is an enemy, to quote Rod Serling, where paradoxes are all around us, where Black Lives Matter marches, kills cops, burns down buildings with Antifa. They're heroes. They're good. They don't spread COVID. We come here. We're super spreaders. We're the devil. We should be arrested. So with all the huge news I have and all the huge information I'm going to lay out next segment, I want to just stop and I want to put up the statistics from the CDC. And I didn't just show you a Twitter feed claiming CDC numbers show this, death numbers. We went on air yesterday to the CDC website and showed you those exact numbers on the subpages that have been pulled out and added to that data sheet that's now on screen. 61,000 more deaths in the year 2020 than there were in the year before. And if you look at previous years, the deaths usually are going up more than that, because population's going up and we have an aging population, one of the oldest populations, what, the fifth oldest population out of 169 countries. We have one of the oldest populations in the world. And so the baby boomers are starting to die, and it's going to accelerate for the next 30 years. We have suicides that have roughly doubled. We have drug overdoses skyrocketed. We have a top statistician right now, the report will be out Friday, pulling those numbers out, and it looks like massive decreases, actually, in 2020 in things like automobile accidents and things, because people aren't out on the highways that are super dangerous. Another big fraud you hear is we lost 3,000 people on 9/11. We're losing 3,000 a day from COVID. They're counting all the flu. They're counting all the pneumonia. They're counting all the old people, on average, that are 84.7 years old in the United States. The average age in Italy was 87. That's when you go out of the world, folks. The average life expectancy is 74 for a man, 76 for a woman. The average age of somebody dying is 84 years old, who's had multiple heart attacks, liver failure, kidney failure, cancer. And then they go, oh, we tested you, you got COVID. Because the PCR test is just the detritus of broken down cells picks up as virus. Well, an old person who's dead is going to test positive for COVID. That's why they're saying, oh, the COVID vaccine doesn't protect you. Oh, it won't protect you. Oh, it won't stop you getting it. Because it's BS. They picked a cold virus because it's impossible to ever eradicate. Oh, but you're going to take 5 shots a year. But it's not going to help you. And you're going to have a travel ID, and you're going to be constantly tested by PCR tests that the EU courts, the German courts, the French courts, the U.S. courts, the Brazilian courts, the Portuguese courts have all found are fake. Lie detectors can be beaten. They actually work with people that don't know how to beat them, but they're not admissible in court anymore because they were proven to be a fraud. If I sit here and tell you that I believe in one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eaters, and I really believe that, when they got a lie detector hooked up to me, it will say I told the truth, that I saw a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Because some people know how to beat those, playing a mind trick on themselves, very low percentage, that's unadmissible, when maybe 1% of people can beat a lie detector. Ladies and gentlemen, the New York Times admits in fine print, 96% of PCR tests are fake. But everyone gets into the ninny. I know someone that died. I know someone. I'm like, how old are they? Well, they were 84 or 86 and had cancer. And then we learned they gave remdesivir that absolutely causes blood clots and all these problems to the new congressman that got elected. And then he had a damn heart attack and died from it. Oh, you got COVID. Here, take remdesivir. Oh. In studies, remdesivir had a 7% chance of helping you with COVID, when hydroxychloroquine had a 97% conservatively. Oh, but it does give you blood clots. Oh, bye-bye, you're dead now. Complications from COVID. They start having a heart attack, start intubating people, and oh, it's COVID. So remember that it's all public, and the video's up at band.video. We're going to have an article out and the report out on Friday, and it's all right there for you, that 1,000 more people died in 2020 than died in 2019. And I know you know that, but you need to get that out to everybody. In fact, we'll post the flyer for now as an article to InfoWars.com. I want to post yesterday's piece where CDC numbers prove COVID-19 is a giant hoax. Same amount of deaths roughly in 2020 as in 2019. That's the subheadline. And then we need to post that with that document there and then a link to the CDC so you can go do it yourself. Do not believe me. Go to the CDC. A lot of statistics are bad. They're twisted, you know, but when it comes to death statistics and crime statistics, that's one thing J. Edgar Hoover did a great job of, is he got that working really good. It's the model, the FBI system on deaths and on crimes and on those statistics are the best in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And so we know the very close the number of deaths in this country. We know the number of homicides, all that stuff, to a very, 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 very close level. Okay, so it's all a fraud. It's over. It's a lie. But we have to carry the ball. We have to get the...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I have an overwhelming feeling. I wouldn't call it butterflies. I wouldn't call it anxiety. I would call it energy. Being on the edge of something super important, incredibly historic, and amazingly dangerous. The United States of America and everything it stands for is under attack and is being destroyed. We are in the middle of a 21st century war. And the future of our children and their 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 children's children, on and on into infinity, is counting down now. The soulless communist Chinese on record have every type of human animal clone you could imagine brought to term. Huge, giant, labyrinth underground facilities all over their country in partnership with the CIA and the most horrible transhumanist the planet has ever seen. Pedophilia is just the tip of the iceberg with these people. There is no bottom. They don't believe in good. They don't even believe in evil. They believe in raw control. Think about how just yesterday, on Sunday, actually 2 days ago, we played that clip of then CIA Director Brennan 5 years ago on C-SPAN saying, we are able to control the weather. But as we announce this, other companies are going to get mad and they're going to start controlling the weather. So we need a UN treaty to be enforced that's already in place. It's a 30-minute speech. We played a minute of it. You might want to go watch the whole thing. Now imagine, they're adding it to all the major jet fuel, its nuclei, barium salts, aluminum dioxide, to form particles, water vapor. They're geoengineering the planet, and now Bill Gates is in charge of it. Again, we're not in Kansas anymore. If you think geoengineering is the bottom of the barrel, no, 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 no. It's the surface. They're doing everything. They want life extension. They want the secrets of the universe. With their cyclotrons, with all of it, they're 50 years advanced of what you're being told. Folks, they're not going to announce in a year and a half that aliens are here. They're creating aliens. You understand? They're creating aliens. Let that sink in. When you take a human and you take a plant, or when you take a salmon and you put grasshopper gene in it, or asparagus genes in it, you are producing an alien. And now they have artificial synthetic DNA sequences, so they are able to go in and create completely new stuff, not based on any life forms on this planet, and they can go in and program our cells to do whatever they want, whenever they want. So we can talk about Trump all day, and we can talk about trying to get him in there. But the truth is, he's a populist. He cares about the country. He's a service economy guy. He wants to see people doing well. He doesn't want a global depression. He doesn't want to make you poor to control you. He's old school Americana, wants to have a rising tide raise all ships. But Trump doesn't know about genetic gene splicing. Trump doesn't know what's going on with the mRNA. We have to inform everyone. We have to educate the population. They go, oh, well, the mRNA doesn't really change the actual mitochondria. It just programs the ribosomes to do it. That's like saying Alex Jones didn't really
blow somebody's head off. He just pulled the trigger and fired the bullet when the pin hit the cap that fired it out. It's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. It programs the ribosome to program the nuclei. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. Again, if somebody beat your brains out with a club, you'd say, well, technically, the guy that beat the person's brains out with an axe handle didn't technically do it himself. He used a club to do it. So, again, these are the games they play, and they're experimenting on all of us in real time. In the 1960s, they already had CD-ROMs and computers you saw in the 90s. You understand? They designed the Internet in 1962, theoretically. It had already been set up in 1958. They changed the name to the Intergalactic Communication System. That is meant to track lifetime stimuli of every human on Earth so they can add manipulative systems to stimulate us to do what they want. It's not just something that predicts the future. It controls the future. If you can predict the future, you can control the future. This is God-like power in the hands of these people. And when you won't admit it to yourself, and when you won't face it, and when you won't research it, and when you won't contend with these people, even at the level of understanding what they're doing, they believe that you are not human and they can kill you. But according to the galactic universal law, God's law, they've got to convince you to do it. They've got to bully you, but they've got to get you to acquiesce through laziness or ignorance, but they've got to leave an escape valve for you. Or they karmically, they believe, and you reap what you sow, however you see it, the Buddhist way or the Christian way, this is what they think. Karmically, they escape judgment on this dimension by giving you an out. They do not escape it at the next dimension, and they know that. That's why they want to play God and don't want to die. They don't go up, they go down doing this kind of stuff. That's why reincarnation is not real, folks. But we all know that we've been around before because we are a composite of everyone that came before us with a new spirit that God puts in to that machine that is a composite of the memories of the other souls that were on this plane that then composite into the body earth suit. So it's a communal interfacing with everyone before us. And our children going forward is a communal transmission forward, which is the ultimate form of time travel. We are time travel. We are laser light. We are transcendent. We are luminous. We are unstoppable. We are absolutely interfacing with God. But Schumer and the Clintons and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers are cut off from God. They have decided to break the rules, to have temporal control of this planet this time. And everything they do, just as Satan did originally, is a repeat of trying to be God, but they don't know how to be God because they're not God. So instead, they wreck and disease and twist, and everything they're able to build is simply a mutation of what God had already set up. And so it always fails. It always falls. It doesn't work. 2 steps, 3 steps, 4 steps, 5 steps, 10 steps out. It fails because it is a mutation. It is a spiritual cancer. It is a failure. It is nonsense. It is a lie. And that's why they teach us nonsense. Mother and father can no longer be in bills, or boy or girl, man or woman. It's hurtful. Or niece or nephew. And then you go to Nancy Pelosi's own Twitter, and she says, proud grandmother and mother. And you're like, why are they all... Why do they get their hair done? Why don't they wear masks? Why don't they... That doesn't make sense. That's not logical, because they're not logical. Satanism isn't about self. It's not about you doing what you want. That's one level. That's baby level. It's about inversion. It's about paradox. It's about fraud. It's about stomping on your soul forever. It's about making the wrong choice. So choose wisely. I'll tell you what's happening in D.C. when we return. The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Alex Jones. This is a spiritual battle. This is a genetic spiritual takeover of being attempted a true genetic raping of the planet. A woman gets raped. It's traumatic. It's terrible. It's a bad thing. And maybe she ends up having a child with the person that raped her. Maybe she doesn't. But this is the raping of your very genetic code and of your will. So here's what I want to get into. We're here in D.C. It's January 5th, the year's 2021. And tomorrow on the Ellipse, I predict there will be over a million people conservatively. I've been for two of these big marches in the last 2 months here in D.C. And before the first big one that was at least 500,000 people conservatively, there were not a lot of people on the streets until right at about 10, about an hour before it started, and then they just poured out everywhere. Right now, there are more people already out there than when stuff got kicked off a few months ago on the November, this was the November 12th, November 14th, March. I mean, I can hear the crowd out there right now. This microphone's directional, so you can't hear it, but it is loud out there. Owen Schroyer is down there shooting a report right now. He's going to come in and co-host Patrick Burns is going to be in studio here with us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Harrison Smith's doing a splendid job with the weekday morning show, American Journal, and he'll be riding shotgun there in the studio some with us today. We'll get some commentary from him coming up. And then in about an hour, I'm going to leave, and I'm going to go, and Owen's going to host, and give a speech at the Supreme Court. Then I'm going to come back to Freedom Plaza and give my big speech between 5 and 6:30 tonight in the same block with Roger Stone and others. But, again, all of that is important, but it is a sideshow compared to the world government UN directive takeover with COVID-19 that is genetically engineered, that they do own, so they control it, and they control the, quote, cures for it that they now admit aren't even cures, aren't even treatments, and don't even protect you. We accurately nailed it 11 months ago with our analysis. Now the Chi-Com is trying to rewrite history and say it didn't come out of Wuhan. People go, well, what if it's a bioweapon, why is it that deadly? It's a scarlet letter. It's a way to convict you. It's a way to make you bad. It's a way to make you dirty. And then they can roll out new COVID franchises in the future, which I predicted 11 months ago. So I know the enemy's mind. Well, now they've got big Hollywood movies coming out where, oh, COVID 2022 kills tens of millions and it's martial law and no one ever leaves their houses again and it's the end of civilization. This is an attempted extinction event. The movie Songbird, I'm going from memory. But that's what's happening here. And so Klaus Schwab and all of them admit this. And you say, why do they admit it? Because they've got to their own forces look confident. The average person high level at the UN, the average person in Congress, the average person knows this. I've had conversations with these people. They've tried to get me to join them. They know who to spot, who to go after. But I never took the deals that Glenn Beck did. And then even Glenn Beck couldn't go along with it and kind of fudged on his deals. So they went after him to his credit. So, you know, Glenn's not all bad. He's just like everybody else trying to go along and get along. I don't do that. Because I understand the basic ethos of leadership is sticking to your guns when you know you're right and understanding it's not about me at the end of the day. I don't have a wish list to die. I don't have a death wish, but I actually don't care, actually. In fact, if God chose to make me an exclamation point at the end of a sentence about the globalists and the New World Order and chose to smash me flatter than a pancake today or to riddle me full of bullet holes, if that's what God wants, it happens. If I'm the highlighter that's used to just mark a transmission to make sure people pay attention to it, then I ask God to use me. Not because I want to die, but because I'm willing to die, and I'm ready to die, and I'm committed to die. You understand that? It's that freedom and in that moment that you are truly free. And you say, I've heard that before. It's a universal truth. Whether you see it in Viva Vendetta, whether you see it in real life things that happen. When she's ready to finally die, she says, give up your friends or I'm going to kill you out back at the work shed in 10 minutes. She says, good, go ahead and pull the trigger. I'm not going to turn my friends in. I'm not going to work for you. Blow my head off. And he goes, now, Evie, you're free. And you've got to stop caring what they say. You've got to stop caring what they do. You've got to stop letting them be above you. You got to say, there's only one thing above me, and that's God. And I'm connected to that, and that's what I follow. My instincts, my spirit, my common sense that God programmed into me with free will so I can choose it if I decide to follow it. Because God wouldn't throw us into this with free will and not give us the real breadcrumbs, not give us the real guide rails. And God says, please don't climb over those guide rails. Please don't do this. It's dangerous. But we say, oh, we're going to do it. We're going to splice humans with animals and insects. Oh, we're going to be God and control the atmosphere. Oh, we're going to track what everybody does in lifetime and tell you when you can go outside, when you can, and make you wear a mask. It's all a big lie. Listen to that USA out there. You hear this? I almost want to stick the microphone out the window so people can... They got a feed? Oh, they're still on a feed? Wow. That was crazy out there. I love to hear the human roar, too. It's like, rah! It's very, very, a lot of people are scared of that sound. It's very refreshing to me because that's my people. They're black, they're white, they're brown, they're old, they're young, they're male, they're female, they're human. They got red blood, baby. I can feel their strength. I can feel their will. I can feel the power of the people of America and the world rising. Satan will fall because Satan already fell. Satan's a loser. When I was a young man, and I saw my family proud of the cult of USA and proud of the cult of Texas, I thought, these are prideful people, and America's not that good, and Texas isn't that good, because I inherently thought it was a form of arrogance. It wasn't. It was fought for, people died for it, and they'd been around the world, and they knew how bad other areas were, and they knew that America wasn't perfect, but was an idea and a dream, but what you dream, you can many times do, and that people were trying to take it away. They weren't arrogantly celebrating the USA. They weren't arrogantly celebrating Texas. They were celebrating it because they knew it was an island of freedom compared to other places, and they valued it. It wasn't pride. It was love. But we don't see love for America and love for Texas. We see hatred because it stands against their Satanism, and it stands against their weakness, and it stands against what they want to do, tearing us apart and putting us back together in disgusting shapes of their own choosing. I will not serve under Satan. I will not bow to Satan. I will not be Satan's minion ever. I declare war on Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan is a loser, and anyone that follows Satan is a loser. Remember that. These pathetic exercises of power from the governor of California. Looks like a demon lit up like a Christmas tree. He's so satanic. Look at Governor Whitmer, lit up like a frickin' demon, man. That's what people look like in ceremonies when they're killing kids, all lit up like, that look, man, that's a demon. You look at Cuomo, lit up like a demon. You look at the British Prime Minister, lit up like a demon. Those people are lit up like demons because they're demons. You see that lit up look, that smile, that little face? That ain't human, folks. That's a devil. That's a space invader. They don't come out of the sky. They come out of the ether. And now all the mathematics proves that there are no atheists in Hollywood. There are no agnostics. There are no agnostics at DARPA. There are no genetic engineers that don't believe. They all believe now. And they say advanced aliens made us and all this. Advanced aliens, give me a break. The thing that made us made it all. The whole thing. All of it. I'm following that that made me. Not these devil worshipers. God gave me my beautiful wife and my children. God gave me everything that's good. God gave me a system that works. God loves me. God gave me free will so I could look at it and see it was good and accept it and celebrate it. Not the Satanists. All right, I'm going to stop preaching. When we come back, I'm going to hit the big events, what we're facing, the national emergency we're in, and so much more today. It is January 5th, 2021. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, depending on the day in the United States, between 9 and 25,000 people die a day. And they die of car wrecks, they die of cancers, they die of heart attacks, they die in skydiving accidents, they die slipping and falling in their pool, they die getting electrocuted, they die from gunshot wounds, they die being stabbed, they die from internal bleeding, on and on and on. And anybody can check this. What's crazy is math and science is actually there. It's not perfect, but it's pretty damn accurate. You can go to the World Economic Forum website and type in global deaths. This is how COVID-19 compares to other diseases. They've got that map we've showed many times. And COVID-19 is a little bitty speck down here at the bottom. You know, here's cancer, and here's heart attacks, and here's car wrecks, and here's, you know, plane crashes down here, and, you know, here's the flu, then there's COVID. And again, I could cover 1,000 subjects right now, but the CDC's now has the numbers in for last year. 61,000 more people died. And if you look at population increase, it should have been higher. So it turns out having everybody locked down was there was less car wrecks and stuff like that. So if you take out the drug overdoses, you take out the suicide, way less people died in 2020. So I guess locking people down, there is less death from just being out in the world, folks. But I got on an airplane to come here, even though that's dangerous, way more dangerous than COVID. People all over the news go, look how crazy Jones is going back to April. In April, they were trying to do lockdowns. You were talking about him. I was out. And then in May and in the summer, they're like, he's insane. He's all going to Twitter leftists were like, oh, Jones will be dead in a month from COVID. Thank God. Oh. Trump went to all those rallies. Oh, we can't wait till he gets COVID and dies. And I've not been sick. I hadn't been sick in 5 years. And I got a chest cold when I was in Grand Cayman in January. Went down there with my children. Lasted about 2 days. I kept working. Had a little bit of a fever. I was like, wow, I got a 100-degree fever. I got a, at least a point of temperature. And like Chicken Little, I'm supposed to just run in my house and never come out again. Doesn't matter. The whole world starves to death. Doesn't matter. Everything breaks down. It's okay. Because Amazon's got a drone going to deliver me something. It's okay if Apple runs death camps in China. Because everybody knows Tim Cook wears a little black turtleneck and is gay. I mean, he's gay. It's all right, right? And that's what the left wraps itself in. That's what the big corporations that are so ruthless, they wrap themselves in all this SJWism, and it means nothing. Oh, I'm running death camps with millions in them. We're selling their organs. But it's all right because, I gave $100 million to Black Lives Matter, which is just the Democratic Party. They laundered the money into that. Oh, Tim Cook gave $100 million. Oh, that's like giving them a penny. Oh, here's a penny of our trillion-dollar company. But that's who they are, folks. Oh, I get out of jail. I got death camps. I'm spying on you. I like black people. I'm a weird old white gay person, but it's okay. And then he sits in judgment. We've banned Alex Jones because he's a reprehensible person. I'm not going to say what he's done that's bad. I'm just going to say that we curated him. He's not in the museum now. That's right. We're all a museum piece. We'll let your civilization last. We'll let you live if you grovel to us, if you behave properly to us, and then you may stay in the museum that is planet Earth. But if not, you're going to have to die. You're going to be non-essential. So, I'm here in D.C. There's howling crowds of people out there. Huge things are happening. I'm going to cover it all. But at the end of the day, we're in a planetary world government shutdown, lockdown, takeover, and that's really all that matters. So I'm going to be a good boy. I promise you, I'm going to cover Enrique Tarrio's set-up arrest yesterday, Proud Boys. I'm going to cover General Flynn. I'm going to cover the latest and the big enchilada. And we're going to have live coverage tonight and live coverage tomorrow, late into the evening with our wonderful crew. Commercial-free after 6 p.m. on the Infowars.com and Newswars.com and Bandai video feeds and for TV and radio stations. If you want live coverage of the Senate debate starting at 1 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, I'm going to be at the big ellipse event by the White House. I'm a speaker. I'm going to lead the march to the Capitol. And leave it at that. But that's the wishes of the big guy. And notice the media is so scared of this, they're not reporting on any of it. What a big story, Alex Jones leading the march and all this. Zero, total radio silence. But every agency, every enemy operation, every Chi-Com trader, they're all tuned in right now. Because they know that we are here. To show that backdrop of Joe Biden can't get 100 people at his events, here's 2 million. Here's 3 million. And it's critical that everyone who's here videotape it, shoot footage of it, and upload it. Whether it's a new Twitter account or an old Facebook, it doesn't matter, or a MySpace you've still got, or your email list, or your text message list. Aggressively send it out to everyone you know, saying, here's the forbidden information. America is fighting back at theresistance.video. That's the new URL. You have a new one every month because Facebook and Twitter then restrict them, like band.video or 79 days of hell. Remember 79days.news? We told you this would happen for 79 days. Now we're down to like 15 days. Tomorrow's news today. The new one is theresistance.video. They haven't gotten around to banning that yet, you know, keeping the Americans from communicating with each other, those dirty, pesky Americans. And so fight like your life depends on it in the information war. Or you'll never fight when a physical war kicks up. But we're here, and Ted Cruz is right. This country's in an emergency. That talking point of no evidence of any election fraud, and then all this fraud comes out in Michigan and Pennsylvania, and you know, it comes out in California. All the states that are already blue are like, well, they already run that. I mean, let them get totally caught red-handed in California and other places. But and you've got Trump winning by this giant landslide in those states until they stop everything. They shouldn't have had the votes brought in. They shouldn't have allowed the mail-in voting. The legislatures didn't pass laws allowing that. This is a globalist Democrat stampeding of the law. And so we're not giving into it. We're not backing down. But it's bigger than Donald Trump. It's bigger than America. This is about global government taking over the planet, corporate global government successfully implementing and forcing its will on the people. And so Josh Hawley got a good feeling about the guy. And boom, he's up there putting it all on the line. Ted Cruz doing a great job. You see Tom Cotton, you know, playing the part of the egghead going, oh, well, you know, you're not supposed to do this. It's up to the states. The states have the power to secede if things get out of control. It's a nuclear option. It's federalism. Doesn't mean the feds run it. Federalist system, Cotton. Don't talk to us like we're dumb. The states have a nuclear option, secession. It's in the Constitution. They should be able to do it. In D.C., it's a political question of the senators. It's a political question of the senators if they're willing to stick their neck out and overturn an election because they know the evidence is there, they can do the nuclear option. Just like impeachment is up to senators. Because until 1913, when they passed the 17th Amendment and the 16th Amendment for the IRS on the same night, senators were elected by state legislatures. The states had half the power in Congress. They would elect. Your state reps had real power then, the senator. And so if the states wanted to exercise their will as state legislatures and say, we don't buy this, their U.S. senator, their state senator, nationally, would execute the will. So Cotton thinks you're dumb just because he's like, you know, oh, that fire axe over there, it's not there for any reason. It says in case of fire. There's fire shooting out, communist Chinese takeover, new world order, global government, total censorship, a fake giant pandemic to keep us locked down. Joe Biden says they'll never end the lockdown. It'll kill millions from suicide and all the rest of it. And he's just sitting there looking at you going, I'm Tom Cotton. I'm an egghead. I agree with all these guys. We're not supposed to do that. Well, why the hell you got that power, boy? Shut your mouth. We got the power under the Declaration of Independence to overthrow this whole thing if we want to. And that's where you're going, buddy boy. Because that Declaration of Independence didn't give me that power. It simply wrote it down. His name's Thomas Jefferson in a beautiful way so everybody can understand the inalienable, the unalienable, the rights that are in our heart, in our guts, in our veins, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what this is. And so you want to know who the future leadership of America is when we defeat the Chi-Com takeover? It's the men and the women that sign on to this right now and say no to this New World Order fraud 110%. And that creature, Joe Biden. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.